Joining us in the studios is Dr. Mo Trout, professor of bands and the director of the jazz bands at Purdue. They're performing Friday night at Loeb Playhouse. It's free and open to the public starting at 8 o'clock. Good to have you. Welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm sure it was a busy summer and you guys have had a great start of the semester. What are you looking forward to and how many bands are we going to see on stage Friday night?
Well, we've got three that are going to play this coming Friday. We had our other three that played last Friday. So, you know, we have six jazz bands in the program this semester. So we're real excited about it.
Oh, man. It's the Purdue Jazz Band, the Concert Jazz Band, and the Top Band, the Tower of Power Band.
The Tower of Power Band. That's right. Yeah. It's kind of a new addition to our group, kind of breaking away, doing something a little bit different. We're focusing on the music primarily of those great horn bands of the late 60s into about the 80s, 90s. The rock bands. Basically, we've got a very fine rock singer, you know, that can cover those great tunes in the front and in a punching horn section, you know, and so it's a good time.
I know there's over 1,000 kids that are in the band program. And I imagine there are some that have been in the program and there are probably some brand new students. Is it fun? Has it been fun sort of getting to know each other in these ensembles?
Oh, always. Yeah. I mean, when we get here in the fall, it's always very exciting because you never know exactly what you're going to get, you know. But I always know they're going to be great kids and there's going to be some incredible talent. And they didn't let me down this year. There's some amazing talent in the groups. So, yeah, we're having a really good time kind of discovering, you know, what all of the students can do and how they can work with each other and where their talents lie. And we're actually in the midst of auditions for next semester right now. So,
oh, you know, wow.
Yeah, it's a busy time.
Yeah, definitely. I know that you guys do some really great outreach with the Jazz at Marriott programs on Wednesdays.
That's right. Yeah, we've been doing that for the last 6 weeks or so. And, you know, we've been having open jam sessions. We've been having different groups come, of our smaller groups come into play. And actually, for the next few Wednesdays, we've got some of the student combos that are going to be in playing as well. So,
Dr. Mo Trout is my guest, and the Purdue Jazz Band, the Concert Band, and Tower of Power Band are performing Friday night at 8 at Loeb Playhouse. Tell us what we can expect to hear Friday night.
Well, the group, you know, you're calling the Concert Jazz Band, it's a little bit different this year because we had an influx of a huge number of saxophones. So we're calling this our guitar and saxophone band. It's just trying something a little bit different. We've got about 10 or 11 saxophones and four guitar players and then couple of bass players and a few drummers, you know, and everybody takes turns. And so we're going to do some standard repertoire with that group. We're going to be doing a really nice arrangement of Satin Doll. And then we're going to do All Blues, Miles Davis tune with that, kind of featuring our guitar players. And then everybody's going to get in on the action with a Thelonious Monk tune called Straight No Chaser. And then we have our Tower of Power Band, and we're going to be focusing on the music of Tower of Power, you know, mostly music from the 1970s, but a few of their little bit later tunes as well. You got to Funkify's, you know, and there was a big hit called So Very Hard to Go. That was probably their biggest hit. That was back in 1973, and I think it reached number 17 on the charts, on the pop charts, you know, that time. So it takes me back to my high school days, you know, but I mean, that was one of my favorite groups back in the day. And then the Purdue Jazz Band's going to cover some, we've got some older songs. We've got a Stan Kenton band tune. It was written by Jerry Mulligan, actually. Jerry Mulligan was one of the arrangers that contributed some of the pieces. And this is just a tour de force, primarily for our trombonists. We've got some amazing jazz trombonists in the group. We've got a piece called Open Up Your Heart that an Indiana, well, I guess legend these days. His name's Mark Buscelli. He's a trumpet player. He's teaching at Ball State right now. He's a colleague of mine. He wrote a really beautiful tune, "Open Up Your Heart," and we're gonna play that tune with him in mind a little bit. And then we've got a fantastic saxophone section. We're gonna feature our altos on kind of a. Phil Woods wrote the tune kind of in memory of the great Charlie Parker. It's called All of Bird's Children. You know, of course, Bird is a reference to Charlie Parker. And so this is kind of a bebop style piece. And then we've got an arrangement that you just can't believe of, you think you know Take the A Train? you haven't heard this arrangement. You know, this is a gentleman who is the director of jazz arranging and composition at the University of North Texas, which was my alma mater. And this is an amazing arrangement of that great standard piece. So we've got a little bit of everything on this concert coming up this week.
I'm always amazed, and I think it's so cool, Mo, that as you're talking about inspiration from, you know, high school days when this was, you know, popular for Tower Power and hearing, you know, trumpets and saxophones, that it's kind of neat to you know, hairstyles go in and out,
oh, yeah.
The fashion goes in and out, and music does too, but always being able to have a sort of a fresh take on this sort of 70s things has got to be a lot of fun, especially with sort of the next generation.
Well, it is fun. You know, I think that, you know, I'm being really kind of hip and with it, you know, bringing back the Tower of Power things, and then realize that a lot of my students have never heard this band before. Yeah, but once they do, they go, wow, this is really cool. You know, this was the bands, you know, Tower of Power, Chicago, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Those kinds of groups were, you know, for me, is kind of a gateway to jazz. You know, when I heard those groups in the 70s and in the 80s, you know, this is what really got me interested in jazz, you know, and said, oh, wow. And then, you know, you hear the relationship between what they were doing and what came before them with Stan Kenton, with, you know, Woody Herman, and some of those big bands that were also active during that time, and then took me into many other areas of jazz. So, you know, I'm excited about it, and it's, you know, it's a whole new thing for the kids because it's much closer to the kind of music that they listen to, and then it takes them back into that jazz just like it did for me.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. It's Friday night at 8 o'clock at Loeb Playhouse. It's free and open to the public. The Purdue Jazz Band, Concert Band, and Tower of Power Band are performing under the direction of Dr. Mo Trout. Mo, it's great to see you, and we'll hope you come back for the future semester stuff.
I'd be happy to. Thanks for having me in today.